There's a movie that some of you may remember called Mask. It came out in 1985. It was based on a true story about a 16-year-old boy named Rocky Dennis. Rocky had a very rare disease that caused his skull and the bones of his face to grow much larger than they should. As a result, his face was terribly misshapen and disfigured. His appearance caused some people to shy away from him, while others just snickered and laughed. And for as long as he could remember, a lot of the kids called him names. Through it all, Rocky never pitied himself. He never gave way to anger. He never blamed God for his problems. And though he felt bad about his appearance, he accepted it as a special challenge, a part of life that he had to make the best of. Well, one day, Rocky and some of his friends were visiting an amusement park. They went into a place there called the House of Mirrors. And they all began to laugh at how distorted their bodies and their faces looked in the mirrors. And suddenly Rocky saw something that startled him. One of the mirrors distorted his misshapen face in such a way that it appeared normal. In fact, even strikingly handsome. For the first time, Rocky's friends saw him in a whole new way. They saw from the outside what he really was on the inside, a truly beautiful person. Well, something like that happened to Jesus in today's gospel. During his transfiguration, Jesus' disciples saw him in a whole new way. For the first time, they saw on the outside what he really was on the inside, the glorious and beautiful Son of God. Now, this event occurred right after Jesus told his disciples that he would have to go to Jerusalem and there be handed over to the Romans to suffer and die. And when Peter heard this, he cried out. He said, "God forbid! Nothing like that is ever going to happen to you." And Jesus then said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." You see, Peter, James, and John were really depressed after that uncomfortable encounter, and they needed something powerful to strengthen them and give them hope. So in this morning's gospel, the three disciples were given a glimpse of Jesus' glory. He appeared to them with Moses and Elijah, and they represented the law and the prophets. You see, everything and everyone in the Old Testament pointed forward to Jesus. Now these two great figures appeared on the mountain with him to confirm that he was indeed the expected Messiah, the ultimate fulfillment of the Old Covenant. It was designed to help these three apostles understand who he really is and to strengthen them in their faith so that they would have what it takes to live out their vocation and become what they were called to be. Peter, James, and John were given a moment of grace. Moments of grace are gifts from God. They can't be won. They can't be merited. They can't be manufactured. You see, all you and I can do is dispose ourselves to receive them. And if we persevere in our spiritual adventure and listen carefully with the ears of faith, the day will come, either here or in heaven, when we too will hear a voice. And it will say to us what the voice on the mountain said of Jesus, "This is my own dear son or daughter with whom I am well pleased." During the season of Lent, we are especially encouraged to revisit our priorities, to revisit how we spend our time, And we are promised holy transfigurations when we devote ourselves to God in prayer. After the resurrection, Jesus again climbed up the mountain with his disciples, and again he was transfigured for them. He anointed them with his power and authority, and before he departed, he commanded them to return to the world and to share his gospel of love. But they didn't get it. They didn't get it in that transfiguration mountaintop experience, and they didn't even get it when the resurrected Jesus ascended into heaven. They didn't get it until one fearful day they gathered desperately wanting to know what to do now that Jesus was gone, and seeking to discern who they were to be. They came together to pray on that Pentecost day. The disciples fully understood that all along Jesus was teaching them to do what we do. He was teaching them to pray together. That day they prayed together, and the very power of God came down and filled them with divine glory, light, and purpose. All of us, we all need the vision of the mountaintop. We all need transfiguration experiences where the fog is lifted and we see more clearly. And if we stop and reflect on our lives, it's likely that we have already had these experiences. We can identify with Peter in today's gospel when he attempts to capture and prolong the moment by asking to make three dwellings for Jesus, Elijah, and Moses. However, like Peter, James, and John, we come to realize that we cannot live on the mountaintop forever, because the valleys call us. They call us to come down and live our lives as servants with other people, just as Jesus and the three apostles did. The mountaintop had prepared them for their loving service of others, and the same is true for us. The three disciples needed this mountaintop experience to uplift them, to encourage them, to inspire them, to teach them the importance of prayer, and to strengthen them for the challenges ahead. The transfiguration reminds us that when we climb with Jesus, pray with Jesus, listen to God's word with Jesus, his glory surrounds us, and we are guided down the mountain into the world, there to be what we are called to be. You see, Jesus descended the mountain, and what did he do? He immediately proclaimed the reign of God by preaching the good news to the poor, teaching by word and deed, healing the sick, forgiving sinners, and calling everyone to repent and believe in the gospel. He wanted his disciples, and now he wants us to do the same things. Like Moses, Elijah, and Jesus, we are called to be light in the darkness of our world. And Lent is a time for asking ourselves how well we are living out this call. Lent is a time for asking ourselves, how well are we letting our light shine before others so they will see it and know it, so that they will see it in us and give glory to our Father in heaven? If we're not doing as well as we could do, Lent is a time for repenting and starting anew. Friends, we are about to enter together into the most powerful prayer on earth, the liturgy of the Eucharist. This is our mountaintop experience. It is here that we will learn that there's more to be seen on the inside, beyond our weakness and fear, beyond our failures and sins, beyond mere words, and beyond the appearance of bread and wine. This, brothers and sisters, the Mass is our mountaintop experience. Because Jesus will be transfigured before our eyes this morning, And it is here that the Spirit of God will fill us. It is here that we will acquire the strength and the grace to descend from the mountain into a world that desperately needs to experience God's healing through us. Brothers and sisters, we sit here this morning in the presence of the transfigured Jesus. Let us seek more as we pray together in His name. Let us realize that there is indeed more beyond what we see on the outside. Let us be transformed and changed as we receive His body, blood, soul, and divinity. Let us allow ourselves to be filled with divine energy and become what we are called to be. The praying, loving, learning, serving Catholic community of St. John Newman. Amen.